what quite a number of countries does almost every year, and it's not only China. They offer scholarships and bursaries to Namibian students to go and study abroad in various fields, ranging from engineering to science to medicine and so on. But what we know is that the Chinese government would give the scholarship to Ministry of Education or to Ministry of Foreign Affairs here to advertise and then to get students and to send students to China to go and study. But what we know is that the requirements and conditions for these scholarships are being set by the Chinese government.
Why does the Chinese government want to know the students' HIV status, did they say?
On several attempts when we tried to have an audience with the Chinese embassy, it has not been successful. But our understanding is those kind of requirements are purely based on prejudice. It's based on a culture of a government that does not respect human rights, a government that doesn't care about what international communities and what international trends are in terms of how you treat people with HIV/AIDS and so on.
Now, I understand the students, if they accept the scholarships, must undergo a complete physical. Is that correct? A complete medical checkup?
Yes, they have to undergo a complete medical checkup. And I think for us as human rights organizations, we don't have a problem with people undergoing medical examinations. But we do have a problem when people are being excluded or denied scholarship just because they test positive.
Have you filed a complaint with the Chinese embassy over this?
We have sent communications to the Chinese embassy in Windhoek, trying to seek audience to raise our concerns, and we have never had any kind of response. We also thought it's not an issue for us to deal with Chinese because the Chinese, they are a foreign and sovereign state, but we can rather deal with our own government, which is accepting this scholarship with these kind of conditions, knowing very well how our laws and what kind of values that we live in as a democratic society. Our constitution is quite very clear in terms of Article 10. Every person has a right to equality and freedom from discrimination. We have a national policy on HIV/AIDS, which is based on human rights and which discourages any kind of stigma and discrimination on the basis of HIV status of an individual. We are party to quite a number of international instruments, even including the political declaration on HIV/AIDS. And all these instruments are very clear in terms of issues around discrimination and stigmatization for people living with HIV/AIDS. And our government is a party to all these instruments, and therefore we believe that our government should not even think about taking up scholarships with conditions which undermines our values as a democratic society.
Well, then, have you complained to your government?
We have complained to our government. We had quite a number of meetings with the Ministry of Education. We had quite a number of correspondence with Ministry of Foreign Affairs, which is being accused by Ministry of Education of taking these scholarships through their bilateral agreements and passing it on to Ministry of Education as they are. And the Ministry of Foreign Affairs, one must say, it has been quite open in terms of how they would want to deal with the issues. But we received quite a very hostile attitude from Ministry of Education. The Ministry of Education have not been quite willing and open to deal with these issues and to resolve. Because for them, they feel that if you discriminate against 3 people and you give opportunity for 5 people to get scholarships, that's fair to them.
How many people have applied for these scholarships?
We don't have that data because it's basically Ministry of Education that will have that data. So if you want to apply and you undergo medical tests and you realize that you're positive, then you would obviously serve no papers for you to go and submit these applications. We have information of people, quite a number of people complaining about the requirements. They are scared that if they apply, they might be excluded. But obviously because the application doesn't come to us, and also because the Ministry of Education is not open about the whole process, it's quite very, very difficult to empirically say how many cases of people have been turned down because of the HIV status.